Now, have you ever wanted to meet a bat? Today, the Australasian Bat Society will host a series of events around the country to celebrate these little critters and educate the communities who live alongside them in something they like to call Bat Night. To find out more, we are this morning joined by Tim Pearson from the Australasian Bat Society. Tim, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Morning, Jess. Good to be here.
Now, this year is the 6th annual Bat Night. How did it come to be about? What inspired you guys to start this event?
It's actually an idea that was started by Bat Conservation International in the US, and they pushed it to bat societies all over the world. And it's basically just a way of trying to educate the public about how fantastic bats actually are.
What are some of the most common misconceptions people have about bats, other than that they turn into vampires?
Oh, yeah. there's the whole vampire thing, sucking blood, the disease-ridden, the noisy, smelly. They're blind is another one. Pretty much all of it, pretty much everything that most people think they know about bats is wrong.
Okay.
It's fascinating, really.
Yeah. All right. How many species of bats do we have living here in Sydney? Because when I think of bats in Sydney, I think of the ones that kind of fly around the parks and the ones that might congregate kind of at the top of the Harbour Bridge. I think about the ones that poop on my car every now and then. How many different species do we have here in Sydney?
Yeah, they're the big flying foxes that you're talking about. And yeah, they're pretty hard to miss. We've actually got 19 or 20 species of bat in Sydney, and only two of them are the flying foxes.
Okay.
And all the rest are the little insect-eating microbats. And they're tiny, about 200-millimetre wingspan and weight of 10, 15 grams.
Oh, gosh.
And you basically normally just don't even see them. You're not even aware they're around.
Wow. Okay. What are some of the biggest threats bats are facing here in Sydney at the moment?
Like most wildlife, it's all habitat destruction. So they're being forced, the flying foxes especially, are being forced into cities more as we chop down forests. There's lots of things in the cities for them to eat, the fig trees, although we seem to be doing our best to chop them down as well. Palms, palm trees, a whole lot of other things. So they're coming into the cities to eat, but then we're chopping down greenery around the cities as well. There's also direct threats for them. Flying foxes get zapped on power lines. They get caught in badly done netting on fruit trees in people's backyards, hung up on barbed wire fences. The little microbats often come into trouble when someone chops down a big old tree because they roost in trees.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's a heap of things that are affecting them.
There's a lot out there. So what have we got going on as part of Bat Night this year? How can people get out and learn a bit more about these cute little critters?
Well, Bat Night has morphed from being a single night when we started to now a whole series of events over a couple of months. This weekend in particular, there's a few things on. At Gordon tonight, we have a Meet a Bat Night. There's a few places left on that. There's also a talk about fishing bats in Wollstonecraft, but I think that's fully booked. And down in Barrel, there's something on today. What's on next weekend? Friday night, we've got the biggest event in Bat Night, which is up at Blackheath in the Blue Mountains.
Okay.
Then Saturday night, there's a bus tour of flying fox camps.
The Batmobile. Now, this sounds really cool.
Yeah, what we do there is we take a bus load of people and go to two or three different flying fox camps. There's someone along to actually talk about flying foxes and to point out what's going on. And then we finish the evening out at Parramatta Park watching the animals fly out because, of course, just after dusk they fly out of their camp to feed.
That's
really quite spectacular.
I think this is such a great way to engage the community. It's such a great way for people to get involved, to come out and see and learn a little bit more about these critters that, as you say, there are so many misconceptions about. Unfortunately, Tim, we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries.